Good morning and welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. You're dialed into the Maximum Radio Network. I'm your host, Aubrey L. Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so. Thank you for joining us. We are so happy to be back. After missing yesterday's prayercast, I don't know about you. I get up for these prayercasts very early, way long before we are on, prepare my heart and soul and mind before the Lord. And so by the time we get to the hour of the prayercast, the beginning, I'm absolutely wired. And then to dial in and have it not connect in the way that we anticipated certainly is disappointing. However, we know that God is in charge over and rules over every single day. So in all things, we give thanks right in the midst of it. And I thank God for that piece of wisdom coming directly from His Word, because yesterday was great, even though we didn't get on for us on my end of it. It was just great. It was a day of victory in the face of great challenge. But how many know that God is bigger, larger than anything that you can face on the earth? He is much larger. So in spite of our remiss on the prayer cast, God is just awesome. He's just awesome. So once again, welcome and thank you for joining us. Thank you for your faithfulness. And today, even as we seek the Lord, I do want to give more than a hint, because it pleases my own heart to realize that God is a rewarder. In fact, we're experiencing some static, which I will seek to clear up in a minute here, as soon as we can. We're working on that. Today's theme is seeking God, the rewarder of our faith. He's our rewarder. Now, the Word of God and human experience have all testified to the fact that God loves to lavish great gifts on His servants. He really does. He loves to reward us for our faithfulness and righteous acts. Please note that. Faithfulness and righteous acts. So He promises to give us every good and perfect gift. The book of James, chapter 1 and verse 17, tells us that he promises to give every good and perfect gift because it comes from Him. Now, all of this is an intimate portrait of His love, His compassion, and of course His majesty. So because of that, we therefore direct all our worship to Him and to Him alone. So for that, we thank you for joining us in that exercise on this day. How are you feeling today? How are you? I trust that you're up, meaning up in spirit, and even if you aren't, hopefully by the end of our prayer cast, you will be, because we're tapping into the source. The source. He is the source. And so when you visit the source, you come away with more than enough, more than you need. So whatever you need, let's get it as we tap into Him. I have our lines open so that we can communicate, we can all be heard. And today, I have a brief praise report, very brief. And I'm just so thankful for God's faithfulness. Really, I am. Then we have our prayer targets for today. We want to pray. There's a family of six who are seeking an apartment to live. These are people who are drawing close to the Lord, and they're moving or required to move from where they are presently, where they reside, in a matter of days. And they're seeking an apartment, three-bedroom facility, so that they can take care of themselves. Then there's a couple of marriages, and I'm sure there are more, but the ones that we're in touch with that are experiencing a crisis right now as we speak. And so we'll pray for those. Also, we'll pray for a couple of Jewish families who are friends of ours, but we want God to increase their light tremendously so that they would see the light of Jesus Christ. Wonderful people, wonderful hearts, and we want them to be experiencing what we are experiencing of our Father through Jesus Christ. And of course, today, before we leave, while we are at that, we want to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We are instructed, I believe in Psalm 122, verse 6, somewhere around there, that pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and may they that love thee prosper. And we are prospering. We really are. I can see God's hand upon us, upon our circumstances, upon our situations. So we want to honor that request by the Spirit of God in His Word, that we should pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And so those are some of the prayer items that are on our prayer agenda today. If you have any praise report or prayer request, I encourage you to give it air. You know, let your tongue and ours bring life to what needs to be resurrected and to come alive and so forth. So God wants us to ask. So your line is open. And once again, welcome to you. Good morning. And I'm glad that you've joined us. And I'm doing fine by the grace of God. I'm awesomely favored. I'm blessed. I'm empowered. What else can I tell you? That's fact. Does it have anything to do with me other than it has to do with our King? He's majestic, and He's given us this day. Your lines are open, and if you have a praise report, now is the time to do it. Or a prayer request, this is your opportunity as we go forward in seeking God for the rewarder. I heard a voice, I think.
Yes, praise the Lord. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome.
God bless everyone on the line. We thank God for this day. We thank Him for allowing us this great opportunity. He's given us life, and He's given us breath again on this brand new day. We thank Him. We thank Him. We thank Him. We honor Him this morning with praise and glory, because He is the Most High God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Worthy.
Thank you. This morning I have a prayer request. We in New Jersey, we are coming up on mayoral elections. I believe
yes,
it's next
month.
Yes, the 13th of next month. And I actually got a direct request for prayer from my mayor's wife. I live in Irvington, and I actually know her, and she asked me to please pray for her husband, pray for this election. They even threatened his life. and so
okay,
she,
you're speaking about Wayne Smith?
Yes.
Okay.
Mayor Wayne Smith.
Yeah, we know each other very well. Very well. We know each other very well.
So his wife, his wife, Tanya, and I are friends, and she asked me to please pray for him. And of course, not only for him, we will pray for everyone who's concerned that, they, you know, first and foremost, that they would come to the understanding that their position there is not by their choice or by any election, but it's because it's the will of God. So we could lift them up in prayer, lift up the elections upcoming, and allow the Lord to have his way.
Okay, well, we've done already the first thing, which is to recognize that we need his help, and we are going to appeal to the Lord. I'm so thankful that he is always in control, and so we're going to go to him. So I want to ask all of our prayer team to focus on lifting up the elections that will be occurring here in New Jersey, in particular the cities of Irvington and the city of Newark. And a lot hangs in the balance for these two cities. How many know that God wants life and liberty and prosperity to increase among people? However, the enemy has an opposite objective. And so it's with that in mind that we are going to proclaim, decree, and ordain that the will of God be done and supersedes every other agenda. Yes. Father, we come to you today and we thank you, Lord. We come in the powerful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord and Savior. And we come in his name and his name alone. And we thank you, Lord, that you've opened the door and you've welcomed and invited us to come boldly into your throne room, right to the throne of grace. And today we come with respect and humility, knowing that your righteousness exceeds that of every other being because you are supreme. And we know that our righteousness is faulty, it's come short, and except for the work of your Son, Jesus Christ, we should not, cannot enter and cannot survive the majesty of your presence. So we ask for your forgiveness. We ask for you to place your hand upon us and continue to watch over us and continue to separate us from our iniquities and our transgressions. Cast those things into the sea of forgetfulness. Place them out of your sight so that we are able to stand in your presence to communicate and to relate with you. So, Father, you've heard our prayer request on this brand new morning, this Thursday morning, the 23rd of April, this Wednesday morning, rather, the 23rd of April. And Father, we lift up the coming elections, which will be upon us in a matter of 2.5 weeks or so. And we know, Lord God, that you already know the end from the beginning. We know that you are the first and the last. There is nothing outside of your view or perspective or your horizon that you do not know about or are aware of. We thank you, Lord, that we can approach you with these things on behalf of ourselves, on behalf of our communities, our families. We thank you, Lord, that we can surrender and humbly place these matters in your hands. So we know, Lord God, that on the 13th, Tuesday the 13th of May, it's a day of decision. It's crucial. And Father, we want your heart and your desire, your vision for these communities, for the city of Newark, for the city of Irvington, to be made manifest, to come forth powerfully, boldly, against any strategy that the enemy has, any plots that would come against the well-being of these two cities. So we place them before you right now on your altar, and we ask that your will be done in these cities as it is in heaven. These territories belong to you, and we know that there's an invader, if you will, someone who is illegally trying to manipulate, and that's the adversary. But we command in the name of the blood of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ himself, for the enemy to take up all of his weapons and to leave. You're evicted in the name of Jesus. We close the door even as you leave in the name of Jesus, and we open the door inviting the King of Glory, the presently crowned King who rules and reigns forever and ever, to come in and to take up his rightful place on the throne, not only of our hearts, but on the throne of the realms that govern these territories, the heavenly realms, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the covering and protection of those that are part of the election process, and that the murdering spirits would flee. We command them right now to leave in the name of Jesus and go back to the pits of hell from where they came, in Jesus' name. And that all of these individuals that are competing for the seats that are available will be safe. We thank you, Lord God, that there's an outcome that you have in mind that we desire and agree with in Jesus' name, that it will be and is manifest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well,
hallelujah.
Yes. 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 Well, I have a praise report, and it has to do, you know, I like to highlight when we have our prayers answered, because we must be encouraged in our own hearts and in the hearing of others that are listening, that God is answering prayer. He is answering prayer. So we've prayed for the restoration project as it relates to the building in which our ministry resides. And that we're seeing God answer our prayers. I mean, mightily. We're seeing it. We're seeing God just put things in place. The processes, the features, and the strength, especially for myself and for others, and the wherewithal, the determination, the hope, and the strength to continue going forward. And so God is encouraging us forward by actually having us witness his answering our prayer. He's providing financial resources. He's providing human resource, material resources, mightily. And so, as only he can, so we thank him. And I just want to let the principalities and powers know that we are humble before the Lord, and we are praising God for whatever he is doing, and we are just content to follow him. Even in the light of the fact that this past weekend we experienced the our church vehicle, the van, was stolen and was involved in an accident and all of that. And so the circumstances around that vehicle leaves a lot to be desired. Let's put it that way. However, we are believing God. We need to have a vehicle back on the road. And I can tell you, it just so happened. Maybe I ought to share this. It just so happened that just a couple of days, in fact, on the 11th, and today's the 22nd, so 11 days ago, which means that 8 days, our insurance lapsed 8 days before, and we weren't aware of it. There was some misconnection relative to the insurance company, and I'm not sure I have all the details on that, but right now as it stands, we're not covered unless something changes. However, these are the circumstances. How many know that God is bigger than all of that? And yes, He is God. And so we thank Him for continuing to be God, doesn't matter what. So we're believing God for another vehicle, something better than what we had. The vehicle we had is 16 years old and is well taken care of and all of that. But I believe this somehow is a signal that we must trust God for another one. So trust God with us, will you? All right. Thank you so much. Amen. All right. Let's pray for the family of six. And I think they have four children, if I'm counting correctly. And so they will need a place, and I trust that they're in the midst of a search. And where they live, the building was sold to someone else now owns it, and they were asked to move after living there for quite some time. And so they need a three-bedroom apartment. And so we're believing God for them. So let us pray for them right now. How many know that God will watch over the family and even the children? Lovely children. They're part of our Christian Ed department. And we thank God for them. Father, we thank you for this family, and we pray, O God, even as your light begins to become bright in their midst, that their material, their natural need is met. They are able to find a favor and open doors as they seek out a place where they can raise their family and be at peace. Father, give them precisely what they need, as only you can. A place with the right amount of space, the right amount of atmosphere and facility. Bless them so that they will know that they are blessed, not in themselves, but in spite of themselves, and that you're the one that has given to them. You rewarded them with good things. So we thank you right now, and we pray for the father and for the mother, that you will continue to speak to their hearts and to encourage them, Lord, to seek after you mightily, to come after you with great passion and desire, a burning desire, burning passion to follow you, to worship you, to glorify your name. Cause them, Lord, to learn even the greater, to lean upon you, for all their needs are met in you by Christ Jesus. We pray for the children, that you would continue to keep them and to comfort them and to cause them to have the opportunity just to be children. Cause them not to have to be worried or stressed, but let them know that you are great and that they will make a decision for you in due season and focus on worshiping you all the days of their lives in Jesus' name, we thank you for the great report and testimony of your provision so that others will glorify you in heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. We're still open for a praise report and or prayer request as we move on our list of prayer targets. And we thank God for that family. They live right in the community where our, in fact, where we live, where our church is. And so that's a wonderful thing. Okay. There are two young ladies that are stressed, and I think that you will be able to relate to them because it's matters of the heart to begin with, where these individuals were joined in making covenant. They were married, and not to each other, I'll mention two names, but these are actually, they're relatives, but, you know, they each had their own spouses, and those relationships, those covenants are fractured right now, just to put it nicely. They're in crisis, and there's Demeter and her husband, and their situation is in dire crisis at this moment. Haven't too long been married. You know, they followed in faith after cohabiting for some time and made covenant. And now the enemy has got in there and is working feverishly. In this particular marriage relationship, there are two children. To young children, and I know that God doesn't want them to grow up in situations where their parents are apart. That's one family. And then the second family has to do with the wife. Her name is Yvette, and their marriage, which is somewhat longer than the first one that we just mentioned, and they have one child, and that marriage has, that relationship has been broken as well. So these are two families. It's devastating and painful to be aware of and to watch what happens as the enemy decimates marriage relationships. So now you and I have the power. Please join me in lifting up these two families before the throne of grace. There's nothing else we can do other than that, and that's perhaps the best, and that is in fact the best thing that we could do. Father, we thank you today. You love the ordinance of covenant. You're a covenant-keeping God. You're the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. And you set men and women in the scriptures historically before our eyes that have made covenant with you and with each other and have kept their covenant. And you've taught us how to keep covenant. And Father, we pray for these two marriages right now in the name of Jesus. We know and are aware of who seeks to steal, kill, and destroy, who comes to bring broken relationships and cause those and separations and cause suffering and pain. And Father, the pain that these individuals and these broken relationships are experiencing, only you can understand. And then there's the children. Only you could understand how they feel. Only you have the index of their hearts and know exactly what's going on inside of them. We can only attempt to imagine. And what we imagine is painful. And we ask, oh God, right now, even as we pray before you, as we represent these two families before you, and all concerned, their siblings and their in-laws and all of those. And Father, we can't estimate the pain and the suffering, but we can know, I do know that you are God, and you do rule and overrule. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Lion of Judah, that these marriages would be healed in the name of Jesus. The miracle of healing would visit, touch upon, light upon, cause change and transformation, cause all parties to be humble before you, who are the mighty God. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace in the midst of war, peace in the midst of chaos, peace in the midst of confusion. We ask for sound minds in the name of Jesus to come forth in all concerned. Sound minds, a wake up, a response to the call for peace and order. And we plead on behalf of the children who, when they are young, do not understand or do not have the capacity to understand why Daddy is not home. Well, help them today. And Father, whatever their prayers are, those children, their desires, we know that you have love and compassion towards them and that you are answering their prayer and their desires in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I don't know, I feel satisfied that we've done what God desires as it relates to those marriages. If there are any other marriages that you know about that you're in touch with, well, you apply this prayer to those relationships. And I tell you, you don't have to ask if God wants prayer for those relationships. You just look at the children. Just look at the children. And know how it grabs your heart that they have to experience what they're experiencing. They're so innocent, you know? And they're vulnerable as well. Unbelievably vulnerable. Except God comes to the rescue. Who can help? All right. As we go down our list of prayer targets, we have two families that we want to pray for. And I'm going to tell you, these are two lovely families. I don't know everyone in the family. We just know a couple of individuals. But what we have seen has really touched my heart. And every time I think of it, what comes to mind is when the children of Israel were approaching Jericho and God had given them instructions to attack that city. And they sent in spies, therefore. And there was this lady, her name was Rahab. And she ran a brothel. I think all of you would know what that is. And so that was her means of making a living. And so the spies went in, and she agreed to hide them from view so that they could do what they went in to do. That was to get intelligence on the city before attacking it. And so on. And she agreed. And she made a deal. She had some faith. She says, when you come to attack the city, if you would spare my family and myself, I would appreciate it. She was not of the people of Israel. She was totally separate thing. Well, they came and they attacked and overcame the city, and they kept their word and spared her family. They did not destroy her or her family. And because of that, God orchestrated her name. When you read the book of Luke and read Jesus' ancestors, you will see Rahab as one of them. How mighty is our God. So we want the Levenstein family and the Cornish family, who has been a blessing to us, we want them to be safe and sound, even as God has his Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, come forth in victory. And I trust that you would agree with that. Let's pray. Father, we pray for the grace of God and the increasing light to shine into the family of Florence Levenstein. Wonderful lady who is a blessing, has a heart to serve. You've given her that heart. And she's the matriarch of our family. And we ask right now that you would give her dreams and visions. The light would be an increasing light, never to stay the same. And that light is really your glory in her heart, in her life, in her family. We also ask for the Cornish family. In the name of Jesus, save, redeem, restore, preserve through all eternity. The children, remember them. We pray that the ever-increasing light of Christ would land upon these two families to bring them out and into the power of your salvation. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for them. And we look for the testimony. We look for your work to overtake their being from this day forward. In the name of Jesus, may they continue to prosper richly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for showing us your heart and your will. In the name of Jesus, we thank you today. We thank you today on this day, this Wednesday morning. It's a great day and we are rejoicing in it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He is worthy to be praised and adored. Yes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise the name of the Lord. He is more than worthy. In the name of Jesus. Have your way this day. Have your way this day.
Oh, your word do not return to
me. This is the day that you have made. We are rejoicing in it. Hallelujah. Yes.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own
way.
This is
the day that
you've made.
Hallelujah.
You are the strength, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Renew
your
strength. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. We bless you, our God.
Who before us,
oh, we need you. Lead
us and guide us by your Holy Spirit.
Oh, Father, we need the vision.
Yes.
The more you renew the vision, the more you encourage him, Lord.
Glory to God.
Bless you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name.
Oh, Father God, bless you. We are made of worship.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Pastor Gregory.
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Pastor Gregory, this is Sister Seraphine. How are you?
Well.
It's Seraphine from Bethel. I usually listen. I don't speak, but the Spirit has been prompted me, and I have been, I guess, rebellious. But
we prayed that you would have a voice, so there you are. Praise
Amen.
God. How are you?
I'm fine. God is faithful. I thank God. How are you?
Oh, God blessed. That's all I can tell you. I mean, it's so awesome.
A few days ago, you mentioned something about the handicap that the Lord has been putting down on your heart. And as soon as you said that, 2 days prior to that, he gave me a dream where I was helping the handicapped, and I didn't understand. But then when you said that, and I connected
you
that
to
the dream.
You said the Lord gave you a dream? Repeat
I
that.
I had a dream, and in a dream I was helping the handicapped. And then 2 days later when I called in, you mentioned that the Lord has put on your heart to help them and to equip the church and that to involve them in everything you do. So I was wondering, that van that was stolen, was it equipped to give a ride to handicapped? The van?
No, it was not.
Amen. So it's time
but
for a van that is equipped to, carry handicap. It's a time for a van like that.
That is an interesting point.
As soon as you said that the van was stolen, and in my mind I said, oh Lord, you're about to give them a van so that he can carry on the vision that you gave him. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
So we thank God for that.
It's easy for us that are, fully capable to not really zero in on the need of those that are, there's a word I feel for. Because what we try to do is we try not to use the word handicapped. I mean, it's a legitimate word, but for some reason, there's a lot of baggage attached to that. So we use the disabled, the disabled. Yeah, like that.
And also, we have to remember, Reverend Billy Graham said one day that we are taught how to live, but we are not taught how to age. So we never know if we
that
reach
true.
That stage before we are called. So it is important that we treat them the way that God is asking us to do so.
Yes.
So we thank God for that. And then the second point, when we're praying for marriages, what we're seeing in marriages today, and the Lord has given me a burden, is that we don't understand that love is a verb. And therefore, every day, we have to put our will in our marriages, the will to continue to love our partners. Because we can pray for marriages, but if there is no love, we will not see a healing in marriages. Because when there's love, then there's a will to stay in the marriage and to make things work. We have to make sure that love remains.
That will preach, because that's true. Yes. Well, listen, I'm glad you finally spoke up. We always, of course, welcome you. I will be in touch with you as it regards to some other matters that you and I were discussing.
Yeah.
I will hope to be in touch with you, hopefully this week, or if not by the first part of next week because we have to move on those things. But
sure.
Thank you so much for your contribution to our prayer cast today. I would like to close with, and we're just running slightly over time, like to quickly close with, I just feel moved to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to breathe a brief prayer for that city. God is a God of cities. And so mm-hmm. I would like to pray right now for that. Father, we come before you and we pray for the peace of Jerusalem as your word commanded us to do. We pray that by your sovereign mercy and grace that you would visit the land of Israel in a mighty way with your powerful presence. We pray you would restrain the diabolical evil and contain the demonic violence that is directed to that land and is present in the land. We pray that you would confirm the decisions and policies of the elected leadership and the courts of that land. And we pray that you would purge from the leadership positions and constrain the excesses of those who will not submit to your will. So we praise God and we thank God for every person on our prayer team today. We thank you. And please know that we have the victory. Let us leave now with a powerful benediction concerning what God has said about you. That God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom we praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 11. Praise God. Walk with the King, because he's with you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Mom. God bless you, Mom.
Thank you, Master. God bless you.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day, everyone. Remember, you are awesomely favored, divinely powered, and blessed.
Thank you.
Have a blessed day.
God bless you.